For the cheeseheads who want it fresh and the ones who think Lambeau is a cathedral, this is Packs What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
We have the offensive line, and I think this is potentially where the biggest question marks come in, because John Runyon Jr. is the only contract necessarily expiring. You've got Rasheed Walker, who's still, you know, on a rookie deal, Zach Tom on a rookie deal, Josh Myers on a rookie deal, Elton Jenkins signed his extension already to stay with the team. So, you know, you're potentially losing Josh Nyman as a depth piece. You've got Sean Ryan as an option to replace John Runyon Jr. The Packers could pay JRJ to stay. You've also got, you know, the elephant in the room of what happens with David Bakhtiari. How close is he? Does he start? Does he get traded? Does he reach an injury settlement? Like, the offensive line room is largely the biggest unknown, because at least you had stability at a couple spots, but there also are some question marks. And I think we could see movement from the guys that are even there. Like, I'm not sure Zach Tom is going to be a right tackle next season. We'll see. He could, you know, potentially compete for a different spot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're probably going to move on from like a Royce Newman as well. This room is so hard because it's really high variance. That's my take from this, is like, you have your anchors, right? Like, two stars, in my opinion, in Elton and Zach Tom as your anchors. Then you have what you said is like your biggest question mark, which is like, are you paying your left guard? And it's, again, a 50-50 shot is if they bring JRJ back. If they did, I wouldn't be surprised. And if they didn't, I wouldn't be surprised. Then you have, I mean, I think you have to separate out the David Bakhtiari of it all from this conversation even, because that it's a totally separate notion. Then you have Rasheed Walker. Okay, good. Left tackle. Fine. Could they bring competition there? Sure. You also probably have competition you want to bring in at center as well. Zach Tom exists as competition at center, but like, then do you want competition at right tackle as well? So many questions. They're my lowest grade. They're probably C minus for me. Because of that, right? You're not set. You do not have your best five going into next season right now. You have your best two. And that's less than half, and that's not okay. You have some money to work with. You have a lot of draft capital. So that gives me hope. And also, the Packers absolutely get the benefit of the doubt when it comes to building good offensive lines, because they've been doing it for decades. I have no doubt that they're going to reach the 2024 season, and that offensive line that they're going to trot out is going to be just fine, and they're going to protect Jordan Love. But as it stands, I mean, this is the worst of the five positions. Like, it's the worst of the five on offense. It's just, again, it's, to me, it's just like, you have these two that are so solid and so set. Then you have two huge question marks, three plus David Bakhtiari, and then a left tackle that's like, just fine. It's just, it's so, where's so the mean averages out for me at like a C minus.
I was going to say, I mean, if you're grading just on, you know, necessarily like assurance that they'll be in their position, you're probably at like a 60% only, which would be a D minus. But I'm not saying that the room is, I think they're set up for more success than that. So a C feels right. But I think Rasheed Walker had a really nice second half of the season. I thought he played really well in the playoffs, in the, like against the Cowboys specifically. He and Zach Tom, I think you feel comfortable with as your tackles, especially whatever's happening with David Bakhtiari. I mean, we heard Brian Gutekunst say it seemed like he was still kind of farther away than they expected him to be, which, you know, I'm sure guts David Bakhtiari as well in that situation, since he wants to play as much as fans want to see him play. So that's a really challenging situation. But I think, you know, your tackles are probably set. I could see them bringing in competition, but I think they like both of them enough. And with more development, I think they're both going to be really good tackles. And I agree with you, Elton Jenkins, your left guard is set. So then it becomes John Runyon Jr. and Josh Myers. And I think John Runyon Jr. is kind of in the same situation I would put AJ Dillon in, where I think he could go get paid to be a starter somewhere. And I think, you know, he would be wise to take that, because I think he can be a starting guard in the NFL. But we also saw at his locker when the season ended, how emotional he was and how fun he said this team was and how much he wants to be back. So like, he's another candidate to me of somebody who might take a team friendly deal to compete for a starting spot or say, sign me up to be your backup interior offensive lineman. Like maybe he's comfortable being lineman six. Don Barclay, like there's a lot of guys that made a living being the sixth lineman. Like if you can kind of take some snaps anywhere, you can make a living in the NFL because depth is always needed. So it kind of depends what he wants to do. And obviously Josh Myers is the question mark here, where the Packers, I think, feel more comfortable and confident with him than maybe the fan base does or from the outside looking in. So we'll see. You know, I could see them drafting a center as maybe a contingency plan or some competition to see what happens because Myers is almost at the end of his rookie contract. So, but yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot to like foundationally, a lot of building blocks. And if your tackles are set, then I think you do pretty well. So Packers are lucky in that aspect. But yeah, I think that kind of middle right side of the line is a big question mark.
They're going to take multiple linemen in this draft. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Last year was like an anomaly in that they didn't take any. It was shocking, frankly. They always do. To me, it's more of a question of where. Are they going to do their typical Packers thing where they take them day three and they find their gems in day three? Or are they going to do like, we actually value the guys, you know, in the first round, right? And we're going to take a first round lineman. It remains to be seen. I don't know what the market is like in free agency for offensive linemen. It doesn't feel like something Goot would do. He's surprised us before, but it feels more of something they'll address in the draft, mostly because they don't, it's not like a high enough desperate need for them to go reach for someone in free agency. They have five linemen that they trust that they would trot out there week one without needing to go sign someone, right? So they can just go get draft competition.
And like we said already, there's guys that they have on the roster that they might really like. Caleb Jones, 6'7". Like he might be a really fun swing tackle. Sean Ryan, we talked about a little bit. Yeah. He played some right guard. He played right guard against Aaron Donald. You know, like he cut his teeth making goal line snaps or taking goal line snaps against Aaron Donald. So there are some guys that they have that they might really feel confident in. But I also agree with you that that doesn't, you know, mean that they're not going to continue to build at the position. It's like we said with tight end and wide receiver, they're always looking for more and they're probably going to take a couple swings at it, especially on day three to round out that room because they are losing pieces potentially if they lose Bakhtiari, if they lose JRJ, like that room's not going to stay the same this season. So
I'm glad you brought up Sean Ryan too, because if they do lose JRJ, like I can just see them slotting him in at left guard. Mm-hmm. Like, cause they did, I mean, they rotated pretty much all season, the two of them. And I mean, it was kind of a running joke on Twitter all season that when Sean Ryan goes in, they score touchdowns. It stopped being a thing, obviously, because that was not a sustainable mantra. But the point being is that, and you just said it, I mean, he went up against some really dominant linemen. He did just fine in his half C role when he was switching off with JRJ. So they would do fine if he ended up just being their starter.
I think it's also like really interesting and telling too, because we saw them go through so many variations of the offensive line in training camp. Guys were lining up everywhere. And Elgton Jenkins, we thought at one point could be the center of the future for the Packers when he was drafted. He had played center in college. And then now we see him playing left guard. Sometimes you wonder, like, is there a world where Elgton Jenkins is your center and then you have like Sean Ryan at left guard and JRJ at right guard? Do they draft a new guard? Like, they must really like him at left guard because he played so much center. And same with Zach Tom. Zach Tom played a ton of center. I think he was most valuable at right tackle, and guys want to make tackle money, right? Like, if you can play anywhere on the line, you want to play tackle. But yeah, really curious to see if they kind of like mix things up this training camp, and if we see guys in different spots or if they feel pretty set on the boundary and like the interiors where they're going to take a deeper look.